denn mit der Raschen ram. Sheish Meiles mit Mikvois. Zule Meile mit Zu. Bizule Meile mit Zu. So now there is six levels in Hilchas Mikvois. So the first, the lowest level, Mega Boy. So Rashi's the Rav says, Mega Boyim, Mikemi Shalkinus Maim, Yesh Bem Sheish Meiles, Kolachas Mem, Dilo Mechavat. Mega Boyim, Chvire Shebikar Kam Chonosim Bomaim, Sheinem Shuvim, Vein Poches Ma Boyim So, Sheu Shio Mikve. So the Rambat Nore emphasizes that Mega Boyim has reference to Maim Sheinem Shuvim. Vein Poches Ma Boyim So, Sheu Shio Mikve. Now, the Rambam, in the Pirush HaMishneh, says the same thing. Oma kibbutz hameimeis him sheish madrigis kol kibbutz mehem yesh li madriga min atar. ויחס יישא גדלו מן השניר אשר למטו ממנו וישחיל בזיכורן הקופס מדרגו ושיהי המים מקבוצים נוחים שייקטים. That means בשברת לא שיהיו שובים שובים not שובים. So he says like the Rav Batinor, in other words, that Mega Boyim has reference to מים שאינם שובים. And what would be if the Mayim are Shuvim, so that din doesn't apply. However, the Rambam in Chesume Sochlin mentioned, says just the reverse. Perich Tesvov, Mil Chesume Sochlin, Aloch Aleph, Mayim Shevikelim, Mistamim, Bein Rotzim, Bein Shalei Lerotzim, Umitamim, Eichlim, Vikelim, Bein Shenofo Aleim, Berotzim, בין שלוי נופל עליהם ברוצי, אבל מים שבקרקויס, כן בייס ביירי, כן בייריס, סיכן ומייריס, אומגה בויים, so, שאין בן הבויים סו, אין מסתמן אלו רוצי, ואין מתאמין אלו בירוס, אולי דס דרם במשיטה, דתיב מים במחובה, is also מקבל תומה. As long as it is coupled with rots, no, there's something else. You're not discussing that now. Then the Ram says, "Case of Mayim Shebikarka, Sheim Bem Abuim So Bein Sho Yoshuvim Bein Sheinom Shuvim." So the Rambam was chaser. In Pirush HaMishneh he says that this halach of Mega Boyim has reference if. To the case of Mayim that is Einom Shuvim. But if it is Shuvim, then this halacha doesn't apply. And in Yod Chazoko, he was Chayzer. Most Rishenim, the Rash, the Rosh, I mean, most Rishenim say that it is reference to Shuvim and Einom Shuvim. But the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh, he says that it is reference to Mayim She'enom Shuvim. And what would it be if it's Shuvim? Now what's the aloha? What's the aloha by Mega Boy? Now let's see. Sheish Meiles Mikvoi Yizuli Meile Mizu Vizuli Meile Mizu. Mega Boy. Shoso Tomei. First, a Tomei drank from the pool water. Let's call, I mean Mega Boy is pool water. A small pool. So, he drank, the Tomei drank. How do you drink? Can be in two ways. Either he prostrated himself on the ground and he drank with his mouth, or he picked up water and he drank it. I mean, with water. But let's say, I mean, he prostrated himself on the ground and he drank. shows a tummy. And then Itoya came and drank from the mega boy. His tummy. Let's see that out. Shows a tummy, be shows a toy or his tummy. Im shows a meis and a maim tummy trill. Fakin shows a man a toy is nit mo a toy. Why? Because when the tummy drank, so then, as long, I mean, according to all Rishenim except the Rambam, so Bimchuba there is no Kabbalah Stume altogether. I mean, even when it's coupled with Machshove, with Rots. But when he drinks, he removes the water from the pool into his mouth, then it becomes already Tolsh. Lifishenoflo, some mele, the water. He takes some water, he fills up his mouth with water. That's already tolsh. And mele, and he is a tomei, so it becomes tomei. And as he drinks, so a little bit of the spittle comes out back into the pool. So in other words, so the mayim that became tomei in his mouth is spread out again into the pool. So we have mayim that is tome in the pool. Levishenofla tipam pifshal tome sichagab. Vishem osho so isa atoya vinit. Why is it tome? Da ashei se mashkim tmeim is paceless atrumo. Vehu miyutches dovo shegozlobei beyei. Kedi isa pirek shabes shabes. Veafal gav dine paceless atrumo. Elohim kin shosarivis. Some mele, the question is, but here he wasn't shosarivis because the teapot that became tummy and was spread out into the pool again, it does not have a revis. Father Dan Pesas at Trummel kin shosarivim in Kolmokin, kisheboa teapot at mayo. Bifif, Timo kala mashkin she bifif. Now, all the mashkin that is in his mouth, that's already tolsh. So true, only one tipe fell, one tipe, 10 tipes, it doesn't make any difference, but it's not a revis. But when it comes into the mouth, it comes in contact with the other water in the mouth, and in total, the water in the mouth has a revis. The tipat meo is not a revis, but all the water in the mouth, some mele in the mouth is already tolsh. Some mele it becomes tome, all the water in the mouth becomes tome, and there is a revis. And then the toeya, the second one, drinks a revis, mind mei. So that's one of the chesdova. Veise tipol isalkop. Now there is aloch of hashoki. Hashoki. In other words, tume is chal. Another mashkin, not water too, vash, cholov, yayin, but hashoke is only on my. The gzeres hakosuf hashoke is only on yayin, not another mashkin. What does hashoke mean? Hashoke means if you have mayim tmei and you are mechaberet with a mikveh, so then it becomes toya. It becomes toya. So in other words, once it becomes mechuber to mikveh, to mei mikveh, it becomes toy. So he says, so the question is, why is shosot tomei v'shosot toya tomei? But, and the reason is because when the tomei at first drinks, so then the water in his mouth becomes tomei because he is tomei. And then it is spread out again. Then the toyer drinks other water together with the tipo. So the tipo and the other water come into the toyer's mouth. And then it's tolush, so it's mitame, it contaminates all the mouth, all the water in the mouth of the toyer, and there is a revis. So mimele. He's sheise revis mind meim, so he becomes tomei. But the question is, when the tipot mind tomei was spread out into the pool again, let it become tomei. toya because of Ashoke? The answer is because there is no Ashoke. Why isn't there Ashoke? Because even though the Rav Mabert Nore applies this Mishneh to Mayim Sheinim Shuvim, if let's say the Mishneh had reference to Mayim Shuvim, so there couldn't be a Shoke because Mayim Shuvim cannot be Mashik the Mayim Meim. But the Rav Mabert Nore Lishitose, he applies the Mishneh to Mayim Sheinim Shuvim, so it should be Toyer. The tomedic water, the tipo, the tomedic water, should become toya through Ashoke, Kashoke. The answer is, even though it's Einim Shuvim, but Ashoke can only take effect in a mikveh that has memso. But suppose a mikveh does not have memso, so then Ashoke does not take effect. Now, the question is this, of course, midaraisa, there is no doubt that if there is a mikveh has less than memsor, Hashoke cannot take effect. That I mean midrabbonon, of course, it cannot take effect. But the question is, how about the rice? Midrabbonon, the halacha is that a mikveh of a revis can be mitaya machti mitzineiris. Midrabbonon not, but midrabbonon, a mikveh of a revis can be mitaya machti mitzineiris. So maybe. In regard to Ashoke, Ashoke is based upon the fact that it becomes mechuba to my mikveh. It has to have a chalesha mikveh. But maybe, just as Midrash said, there is a chalesh the mikveh, ligabei tfilas keli, and a mikveh of revis. So there is Midrash, a chalesha mikveh. Chalesha mikveh and a mikveh of revis ligabe Ashoke, but midrabbonon not, because midrabbonon he doesn't have a mikveh altogether, even ligabe machte mitzineiris. But midraise, just as it has a chalesha mikveh ligabe machte mitzineiris, it has a chalesha mikveh ligabe Ashoke. So most poskim say no, only ligabe machte mitzineiris. However, the Gulis Aliyeis, he says that midraise there can be a shoke and mind meim when you bring the mind meim in contact with the mikveh of revis, with the mikveh of revis, so there is a shoke. The Gulis Aliyeis says now let's see the Rav. Veisi tipel ishalka a shoke begabo di mayre keshein beabo imso. In other words, Pashtus Haloshon of the Rav Mabert Nore is not like the Gulis Aliyeis, because the Rav Mabert Nore, he says, "Loisalgli Ashoke Bigabo de Marisham Bo Yisro." It's mashma. It's legamre loisalgli Ashoke, even on the Raisa level, it's loisalgli Ashoke. And according to Rav Mabert Nore, it has reference to Igabe. Megabe that is Einim Shuvim. So the only chisong is Ein Beaboim So and loisalgli Ashoke. So it's mashma. Not like the Gulis Aliyeis.
Maybe he holds like the Rambam.
What is that?
Maybe he holds like the Rambam that there is no mikveh revis.
That what? That there is no mikveh revis?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, that's a Gemara. I mean, the Rambam is not
chilek. He never brings down such a thing.
He doesn't bring down, all right, but it doesn't mean, but it's a Gemara, Mephoreshes, Inozia. I mean, how can we say that the Rambam, he doesn't bring it down? All right, it's a kash.
But
the kasha, there are many kashas on the Rambam, and then the Rambam doesn't bring it down because l'maise, it's not a mikveh midrabbonon. All right, why doesn't he mention? All right, there are many aloches that the Rambam doesn't mention. That doesn't mean that the Rambam holds that there is no such aloch.
That's where she was right from the
Rav
that he holds that
men are terrorists. Because he says, alright, you can say he means Lisalka Ashoka, even Midrabbonon. But Pashtus Haloshon, I'm not saying Pashtus Haloshon is Lisalka Ashoka.
Is there any svara that should be?
What is that?
Is there any svara that this should be a Dindaraisa?
That what?
That Ashoka shouldn't work unless in our going so up.
The Gulis Aliyeis, I mean, of the
old... No, not the Gulis Aliyeis, like the Rosh Hashim saying in the Rav.
Yeah, because all the other poskim achili can the gulis aliyus. The gulis aliyus is like a unique sheet. So basically, I think that from the drive sheet is like the gulis aliyus. But pashtus aloshin of the rabban batenor is not like the gulis aliyus. Veisi tipul is halkali ashoke begavod in mayre kishein beyaboyim sok. Ki nitonim visev, val in idias hatomei e meyagabo mitam ima shi yislishu. Vioche yise bitisefti. Now, we saw that, one second, please. We saw that the Rambam, there is a stira between the Rambam Perush HaMishneh and the Rambam in Yod HaZok. The Rambam Perush HaMishneh explains it like the Rabban Batenor, that this Mishneh of Megabo has reference to Maim Sheinem Shuv. Why not Maim Shuvim? Why not Maim Shuvim? So what's the difference between Maim Sheinem Shuvim and Maim Shuvim? Because here in the Mishneh, you find a certain difficulty. What happens to that tipo? It doesn't become Toya. It doesn't become toya through ashoke. So the kashi is, it doesn't become toya through ashoke. So it should be mitame the rest of the water. So it cannot be mitame the rest of water according to all the sheinim because it's mechuba. The Rambam shita is something else. All right, let's go ahead with the Mishneh first. For in the gears atome ein me agabo mitamim achi yislishu vioche yise bitisefte. Or maybe we'll look through the Raivet. Now let's see the Loshnam. Now the Rambam, so all the Rishenim explain the Mishneh, the Rash, the Rosh, they all explain the Mishneh on the basis of the original tip. But the rest of the water doesn't become tam. It doesn't become Tamei simply because it's Mechuba. The Rambam is the only Rishon who says that the Tumei is not based upon the original Tipe, but it, because if there is Machshove, so then even Mechuba it can be Kabotumei. Now let's see the Loshon Rambam. In Perek Tesvov, Mihilchas Tumesoch HaLochal. What is that?
Not according to the Rambam, that it can't be because the Kabbalah is the same thing like by a plant, that it can't be
Kabbalah. That's right.
Or it's the same. Or,
in other words,
because it's a separate
pasuk. Yeah, it's a separate pasuk, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Mechuba is not. Is mufkav Kabbalah stum.
Just like
Zeroyim. Yeah. Ma'im shebi perik tesvov milchas tmasochlin aloch alef. Ma'im shebi kelim mistamin bein lirotzein bein shaloi lirotzein. Umitamin eichlim vikelim bein shenofal aleim berotzein bein shaloi nofal aleim berotzein avu mayim shebikakoyis kigin mei beirei sichin umayres umei gaboyim shein behem aboyim so ein mistamin elo lerotzein. There's the difference. According to other Rishenim, mayim bimchuba, mayim bikalke is mufkev kabolstum. According to the Rambam, it's not mufkev. There it's not mufki, but my inclusion can be mekabel to me without rotzen, without rotzen, and my mechuborim can be mekabel to me only when the person has the rotzen. A mistamel rotzen. It cannot, Maim Shebekarke cannot be Mikabel to me, and it cannot vein mitamin elaborot. Ketet, Maim Shebekarke, Shein Bem Aboim So, Bein Sho Yoshuvim, Bein Sheinum Shuvim, Shenofal Liseichon Ames, Ushola Benatome Areluter. Not because that's Meatsme, there is no Machshove, there is no Rots. Avol im shosam hen odom tomei, oy shimilo ben bichli tomei. So then there is machshove. He drinks. In other words, he decides to drink it. So mimele imilo tomei oy shenoflu lisei chomashkim tomei, Well, birotz, because like this, nofli seichon is by itself, so then it couldn't be mikabel tumi. But so the Rambam emphasizes shenofli seichon mashkin tnei birotz. So why does he say noflu natipil? Well, sometimes it falls by itself, but the bailim sees it and is very happy. So it's also birotz. Harelu tmei ve'afal pi shein bikar. Shosom enatoya racha shenitmu bikarke oishimilem bichlitoya nitma asheisev nitma akli sharei birotzin shoso imile. So in other words, according to all other shenim, the reason is why shoso tomei v'hakach shoso toya is tomei is because of the original tipe. The original tipe. But the rest of the mayim does not become tume because bimchube cannot tume. According to the Rambam, if there is machshove, so then the rest of the water in the gabo also becomes tume. Why? Because the machshove. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam. So I think that, in other words, according to the other Rishenim, so there is a gzeres hakosuf. That mechuba, my mechuborim are mufkav kabolestume, like a plant is mufkav kabolestume. So my mechuborim are mufkav. According to the Rambam, there is no such thing as a kosuf. After all, the chibor of a plant is something different than the chibor of my. I mean, chibor of a plant means mechuba. What is my? What kind of a chibor is it? What's the difference? Is whether it is nikele or it's andikarki. It's not really mechuba. It's a different kind of a chibur. So it's not mufke. But the reason is why, ordinarily, mayim shebikarke is not mikabel tume, because the kabbalist tume of mayim is based upon the chaleishe mashke. So mayim bikli has a chaleishe mashke. But mayim bikarke does not have a chaleishe mashke, even though the same water that is bikarke, so it's bikli. How do you get mayim bikli? You take a pail and you draw water from the gabo, so then you have water bikli. But if it's bikli, it has a chalishe mashke. But as long as it is bikarke, so it's part, it doesn't have a chalishe mashke. You say, I mean, that the water in the river, in the lakes, in the yam, it has a chalishe mashke. Even though it's the source of mashke. But while it's in the water, it's part and parcel of the mass of water. It doesn't have a mashke. So, mimele, there is a concept of achsheve. You know, let's say, with the roshitech. I mean, the Ardimian, I mentioned it, that nifsul machilas kelef is pokad shemeichel, but if a person decides to eat it, so it has a shemeich because achshve, and it's mashan drosh. It's not a rabbon. It's a derais. In other words, achshve machshove. If a person is machshivet, so then it acquires a shemeich. So here too, the reason is why mayim shebikarak is not mikabel tume, because the kabbalist tume is based upon the chaleishe mashke. Mashke is mikabel tume. Mashke is mikabel tume. But mayim the karak, that's not mashke. It's the mayim shebikarake. It's part and parcel of the mass of water in the karake. So some male is under shemashke. But if he has rotzen, so then through the halacha of achsheve, it acquires a shemashke. Yes. One second. He says mayim shebikarake sheim bei marboim so. Bein sho yoshuvim, bein shenim shuvim, shenofa lisich namesu, shelova ben atomei, hare leterim. Aval im shosa men odom tomei, o ishim milim bichli tomei. So when he drinks, he decides to be machshiv the water, to use it like mayim shebikli. What is the function of mayim shebikli? To drink. Now, but mayim in bikarake, as long as the person is not machshiv, so that's part and parcel of the mass of water in the kark. But when he drinks it, so is machshivet, and it acquires a halishimash. Aber im Schossmann und Tomei, und ich mille mich mit Tomei, und ich hoffe, dass ich mich mit mir berotzen, halt mit mir, wie AVP Chemikak. Na, there is a long Reivet, but we are not ready to discuss the whole Reivet, because the Reivet mentions, Kis Nofel Sichen Kika Schaltrumo, we didn't even go over the Nofel Sichen Kika Schaltrumo, but just go over, briefly, run over the Reivet. Because of one thing that Rav says, Omar Avraham, Haderech hazeh hazois shekosav richeikom mikel yeisai, vizor etzli meid, veino min asod hamufle hatzofun liyishon. Rav's expressions. Kilo imatzosi kabolastume unsinastume tluya birotzi. אבל רוצה עם זה המחשוב חישבון שלא יבט לו ברעיב ומה שאומרו אם לא ידיח זאת רעיבת ישראלי כאן לרמב״ם that מים מחוברים אם זהו יש מחשוב so it can be covered to him ומה שאומרו אם לא ידיח תואר כבר פיר שביטיספתה מפני שאין המים שבגבו מקבלים תומה עד שיסליש וכששושו התומי וחוזרו המים שנוגו בפיף לגבו אף על פי שנתמאים יזרו בהתארם So the writer says that the מים first of all the rest of the water in the גבו cannot מקבל תומי because it's מחובה but not only that when the טיפה falls out into the gabe again that became tomei so the tomei is boka because it becomes both in the water so uchsheshosa tomei vechozra amayin and then he spits out the water from his mouth so first the water in his mouth became tomei not only the water in his mouth became tomei and then when he spits out So that water falls into the gabe, so it becomes toya, because it becomes both. The chosra amayim shenogu v'fifli gab, afo pi shein tmei, is roba atoyer, shaloi nisli shu ala tmei, shachosra shon, v'notl, Elohim kein choshvei bitolish, chishvei bitolish. So that's why the Tanakhama makes a distinction between Hidiach HaSakikar and not Hidiach HaSakikar. Hidiach means he's machshevet, some mele, but lo Hidiach, it's not Tomei, the Kikar is not Tomei. Even though lo Hidiach, it's already Tolush, because after all, when you pick, it's Mechuga only as long as the water is part and parcel of the Gabe, of the pool. But the moment the Kikar fell into the water, and then he picks up the kikar. He's not mediach, he doesn't rinse it. There is no machshavah. But that kikar has hundreds of drops of water on top of it. And that is already tolush, it's already removed from the mass of water in the pool. So why can the kikar be mikabel tume from the tolush dike water? So also the answer is, even though it's tolush, so it cannot be mekabel tume unless it is coupled with machshav. Elohim kein chish b'tolush l'fichoch m'yadiyah ben hadoche is an indication that it was machshavet im yadiyah ben esyodei oyakikya shenofal הרי אם הוכשרו לתומה, כלימה נחשבו כתולוש, וניתמיו משיאס התמי, in other words, I'm right that it's משמע, that the reason as to why we need הדוחה, but without הדוחה, it still cannot be מקבל תומה. Why not? But the water is already removed from the rest. Even though it was removed, it's still considered part and parcel of the metaphor. Unless... He's machshevet. But because after all, true, this moment, there are 100 drops of water on top of the kikar. But these drops of water that are now removed from the pool are destined to fall into the water again. So mele, without a doche, it's considered still part of the mess of water. Even though temporarily it's removed from the pool, but it's destined to fall again. So mele, it's still considered mechuba. So mele, it cannot, the kikya cannot be mikabutum. That's what the Rebbe says. Kelim am nech shivu kitolish. Vinit miyu misiyas atomi. Vitimu es hakukya. Sheharei am chiborin atzmu chozuli es kitlushin. But only if idiach. But if not idiach, even though b'mtsiyas it's already removed. But so what if it's removed? It's removed temporarily because it's destined the drops of water. As a matter of fact, if it's not idiach, so then it means that the person who picked up the loaf of bread from the pool, so he didn't intend to pick up any, to remove any drops of water from the pool. He just can't help it. He intended to pick up the bread. That's all. But it's a psikreishi. If it's idiach, so then we see that he intended to pick up, to remove not only the kikya from the pool, but the kikya with a number of drops of water, because that's what adiach means, rinse it. But if it's not idiach, so he's not interested in rinsing it. He's not interested in picking up any drops of water from the pool. But by itself, he's only interested in picking up the loaf of bread. But it's a psikreishe. He can't, I mean, some mele, a number of drops of water, unavoidably and inescapably, go along with the kikya. But he didn't intend to remove them from the pool. If he didn't intend to remove them from the pool, and they are destined to fall into the pool again, some mele, even while they are still on the kikya, they are considered as part of the mess of the water of the pool. לפיכך אם דיר מזיודי הקיקי השנוכל שם הרי הוא חשבו איתומו כלים הנח שבו כתולו שבינית משיאס התומי ויתים איזה הקיקי שהמחובור עם עצמו חוזר לי יש כתלושי לקב לו תומי שהרי נח שבו לתולוש ולפיכך נאירו נדו יצניין אף חיזה ונאיר נאירו התומי לתמי איזה הקיקי. Why is it the Nian of Chesa V'Nia? Because originally, since Ashoke was not able to mitaya the tipe, the original tipe that became Tomei in the mouth of Tomei. So Mele, and it fell again into the Gabo, so it became bottle in the Mea Gabo. But when he's Madia the Kikya, so that means he deliberately intends not only to pick up the Kikya, but to pick up together with the Kikya 500 drops of water. He wants to rinse the Kikya in that water. So the original Tipe that became Tomei in his mouth, even though it already became bottle, is now revived. In other words, so it has to do with the sugi in Bcheres. Bcheres, whether we say Chesa V'Nia or we don't say Chesa V'Nia. That's how it's mashma. But it's strange. I mean, after all, it's a whole sugi. It's not just a davar poshut that we say Chesa V'Nia. All right, the Rambam paskens that we say Chesa V'Nia. But this Mishneh is told in that machlekes, whether we say Chesa V'Nia or we don't say Chesa V'Nia. Not mistaba. All right. Anyway, that's not our concern now. Sharim Hamchuborim Asma Hosoli is Kitlushi Kabutume, Sharim Nashuli Tolish, Ulfiroch Neiru, Hatome Litame is Akika. So the heretofore Tipe, that was Tome, and then he became bodily, became Toye, and now so the Tume is revived again. Litame is Akika, Vimloidiach is Toye, Sharim Vatli Berei. ולא נחשבו, ומה שאומרו שימי הגבו מקבלים תומה עד שיסלישו, this is the important ראיבת. The rest of the ראיבת just was agavurch, but the main ראיבת that concerns us now is this ראיבת. ומה שאומרו שימי אגבו מקבו עם תומי עד שיסלישו, דווקא שיש בן רביס, from this rivet it's much more like the gules alis, כי דילה הדביל מהן מחתים בצנרץ, ואף על פי שאין תיר ממחובר, אבל אין מתארים מים פמיים באשוקה, עד שיהיו שום אבו עם סור. So it means, מדרבונון, but he says the reason as to why when the teapot mayo that became tummy in the mouth of the tummy falls again into the gabo, it's not so the reason as to why the mayo gabo is not mikabo tume, because only if the mayo gabo has at least a release. But suppose it's a very small gabo, very small, a little pit, you know, small bale, and it has every beast, it's also a gabo. So then the halacha is, if the tummy drinks from that small gabo, water, all the water does not have every beast, so then the water that is in his mouth becomes tummy. Then he spits it out into the gabo, so it contaminates the rest of the water in the gabo. Because when does the Mishnah say that the rest of the water does not become Tomei? And the Ivichiti is not like the Rambam, even with Machshove it can become Tomei. Only if there is a release of water in the Gabo. So what's the Yichas of the release? So the Ivichiti says, because a release water, Bikarke is a Chalisha Mikro, for Raya, it can be mitaya kei, machte mitzinei, es mitreis, and so it's not, so even according to the Raimet, who is chelik anam, the Ramba, shite is, that there is no aloche, that mechubar, mayim mechubar, not mekabutum. According to the Raimet, there is such aloche, but it's not based upon the chalei shem, chibo, like a plant. You see, you asked whether it's similar. According to the Raivet, I said yes, lifluk, but according to the Raivet, it's not like that. By plan, so is exerosakosu, zroim is mufka kaporestume because it's mechuber. Mayim is not really mechuber. Mayim is mechuber. Why is mayim mechuber? Why? What's the difference between mayim in the pail or mayim in the car? It's not mechuber. It doesn't have any roots. Zroim have roots, so it's mechuber to the car. But mayim de karke, so you just poured water on the karke, so it's on the karke. You pour water into the sink, so it's on the sink. It's not mechuba. But there is another zosach made loshna posik. It's not only it's toya, it's the source of them. Not only that the mikveh itself is toya, cannot be tome. It is the source of tare. It's mitaya. It's the source of tare. So mimele, if mayim bikark has a chaleisha mikveh midaraise, so it cannot be mikabel tume. Even midrabonon it cannot be mikabel tume. Because as long as it has a chaleisha mikveh, it's a source of tar. Ach mayon uveya mikveh mayim yitoya. Mikveh is ikarte disasre with kabeles tume. You see, a mikveh is mikabel tume. That's the source of tar. And that's mikabel tume. Only thing is, but midrabonon it doesn't have a chaleisha mikveh. But as long as midraise it has a chaleisha mikveh, ligabe tefilas keli macht misneiries, so it's mufka of kabbalistum. Masha'in kein. If it's less than a revis, it doesn't have a halisha mikve. So it's mikavotum. From that reshenim, you would see the rash and the rosh, it's not much like it, but all right. But the raivechite, to a certain extent, is similar to the Rambam shite. Except that according to the Rambam, even if it is more than a revis, and if there is machshove, it can be coupled to me. And according to the raivet, if it only if it's less than a revis, then it can be coupled to me without machshove. So according to Raivet, it's not Xerosakosuf like Zroim. Zroim is Xerosakosuf of Mechuber. My Mechuborim is not Xerosakosuf of Mechuber. Because if there is a Mechuber, what difference would it make? Revis or less than a revis? It's Xerosakosuf. Mikve is Mufke of Kabbalistum. And if it has a revis, mine, some mele, I don't know, I mean, I don't have the raya, but it seems that the raivet is support, corroborates the shita of the gulis aliyas. In other words, that on the raisa level, since it has a halisha mikveh, so it can affect a shock to, all right, there's something else.
So the Rambam must be a drabbana.
What is that?
The Rambam must be a drabbana.
What do you mean the Rambam?
The Rambam will hold that Mayim Shubakar could become Tomei. If he holds the release as a mikveh, can only become Tomei the Rabbanim.
Oh, you mean because if it's a mikveh, how can a mikveh become Tomei? Enochanam, Enochanam, yeah. Enochanam.
Is there anyone who argues the Rambam about less than a release explicitly?
I don't know, Rav Talushkin assumes that the Raivet is a Yochit, but explicitly I don't know. But you know, no one mentions it. That Chidesh is mentioned by the Raivet. Rav Talushkin assumes that the Raivet is a Yochit, but it's not to be foolish.
So according to the other Rishayim, then it's a din of Mechuber?
What is that?
According to the other Rishayim,
that's right, it's a din of Mechuber. It's a din of Mechuber. Uma she'omru she'mi agabe mikablin tume, ashi yislishu, דafke שיש בם רביס כי להדו במחתים בצניריס ויאפל פישים תירים במחובר אבל למיתרים מים תמיים באשוקה עד שיהיו שם הבוים סור מקווה שם. You see, so he pointed out, in other words, because we could say, I think the pshat is the Raivet is only pointing out it's not mitaya באשוקה Bimtzias, even on the Rabbono level, because it has to be a mikveh sholem. Mikveh sholem means a real mikveh. But midaraisa, like the Gulas Aliyah, Seinachanam, it's mitaya vashot. All right, but it's not muchach. Lifichoch, hatmeim shenisarvu vehem sheis chashvu, yarzo lezumoson, zui anochenesli. Now, this thing that the Rabban Bat Nora and the Rambam Pirusha Mishneh say that the Mishneh of Megabo has reference to Mayim Sheinam Shuvim, but Mayim Shuvim not. Why Mayim Shuvim not? The Rambam Yil Hazoko is Chelik, but the Rambam Pirusha Mishneh and the Rabban Bat Nora, they say that it has reference only to Mayim Sheinam Shuvim, but less than Mishneh. But Maim Shuvim not. Why Maim Shuvim not? So what would be the aloche by Maim Shuvim? A Megabo that is Maim Shuvim. What would be the aloche? Apparently they hold the Rabban Bat Nora and the Rabban Pirusha Mishneh in the case of a Megabo Maim Shuvim, so then all the water will become Tomei. Without Machshavah, because the Rambam Shite is, and there's the Rambam Shite in Pirusha Mishneh also, only in regard to Shuvim, not Shuvim. So the Rambam was chizer, but in regard to Ishite, that with Machshove, my Mechuborim is Mikavu Tumeh, so there is no stira between the Rambam Pirusha Mishneh and Rambam Yod HaChazok. So the Rambam Bat Nore, when the Rambam Bat Nore says that the Mishneh of Megabo is limited to a Megabo of any Shuvim, and what would be the Aloche of a Megabo Shuvim? Then the halacha would be different. Why would the halacha be different? Because this halacha, or that according to Rabban Bat Nora, Kon Rabbi Matinore, so Mechuborim is there is no aloha that Mechuba Amai Mechuborim Amufkav Kabbal Stumel like soil. But it's based, as the Rabbi says, upon aloha of Hokmayon Ubeya Mikve Mayim Yetoya. Chaleshe Mikve is Mufkav Kabbal Stumel. And if it is so, if there's Chaleshe Mikve, so Memele, if it is Maim Sheinam Shuvim, if it is Maim Sheinam Shuvim, some mele it is a Chaleshe Mikve. It is a Chaleshe Mikve. So if it is a Chaleshe Mikve, some mele it cannot be Mikabel Tume. But Hashoke. So then, yes, if it cannot be Mikabel Tume, let there be Hashoke. No, so as the Ravid says. The alumnus of the Gules Halias, because Midrabonon, he does not have a Chaleshe Mikve altogether. All the Gabe Ashoke, not like the Gules Halias, the Gabe Ashoke will require a Mikve Sholem, a Mikve that is, has a Chaleshe Mikve, even the Gabe Tvila Sodom also, not just the Gabe Tvila Skelim. Because the Gabe Tvila Sodom, so definitely, if he doesn't have Memso, if he doesn't have Memso, so then, it cannot mit reise be mitaya. That older, everybody agrees with that. Even if the person who is stable, the Odom, is a short person, and his whole body can be immersed, let's say, in 20 so. So it doesn't have a Chaleshe Mikve if it's less than Aboim so. So maybe, not like the Gules Halias, in maybe the Aloch is Ligabe Ashoke, he has to be in Mikve Shalom. That could also be the Pshat in the Raivet. I'm not sure, I mean, whether the Raivet Chite is like the Gules Halias or not. Maybe, on the contrary, the Raivet Chite is not like the Gules Halias. But Ligabe Ashoke, we need a Mikve Shalom. What does a Mikve Shalom mean? Mikve Shalom means a Mikve even relative to Tfilas Odom. There are two kinds of mikveis. There is a mikveh relative to Tfilas Kelim, and there is a mikveh relative to Tfilas Odom. So the Gabi Ashoke will require a mikre sholem. Gabi Ashoke will require a mikre sholem. So the mele, but the Gabi the Haloche of Mayonu Bea Mikve Mayimi Etoya, that the Halesha Mikve is Mufkev Kabbalistume, we do not require a mikve sholem, even less than Apoim so. But it has to have a Halesha Mikve. Midrais, the Gabi Samke. Yes, what is that? One second, I'm coming to it. So Mele, so that's why he says that any shov, that this Mishnah of Megabe is limited to any shov. But if it shov, so what would be the aloha if it shov? If it shov, so it can be Mekabel Tumeh also, because it doesn't have a Halesha Mikveh. But the Rambam, and that's the Rambam Shit in Pirush HaMishnah also, but the Rambam Yod Chazoko says the contrary, Bein Shuvim, Bein Einem Shuvim. As a matter of fact, it's not so poshet about the Rambam Shite, because there are certain Gersoyes in Rambam Pirush HaMishnah where the Rambam doesn't even say Idavke Nishov. In our text is this, but there are certain Gersoyes. What is it? What's Kapas? Gersoy, what does Kapas say? The other is besides Kapas also. Kapas is not the only other. Kapas also is
Lashon. L'hoyeshuv.
What?
L'hoyeshuv.
L'hoyeshuv. All right. So Kapas also. But I think there is a Gersi. There is a certain Gersi, not Kapas. So anyway, so then it should be told in the Shaile. In the Shaile, whether Kuli Shov is possibly the Raise, or Kuli Shov is only possible to Rabbanu, it's a big machlekes reshen. As a matter of fact, there are four shittes, the Gabi Shov. See, the shitte of the Rashbam in Bava Basra Daf Samach Zayin, and the shitte of Rashi in Bava Kama Daf Samach Vav or Samach Zayin, I mean the same daf, but the Rashbam is in Bava Basra and Rashi is in Bava Kama. Tzina Shekobu Lisef Chokikim. So is that Kuli Shov or Rubi Shov is possibly right. Then the Rabbeinu Tam in Sifra Yoshua is even more machmir. Rabbeinu Tam, not only does he say that Kuli Shov or Rubi Shov possibly right, but even Gimul Lugimayim Shuvim Batchilo is also possibly right. The Rabbeinu Tam is the biggest machmir. But Rashi and the Rashbam, they hold that Gimulugim even Betchilo is only possible with Rabbanon. But Kuli Shov, Rubi Shov is possible with Rais. Then the Shite of the Ri and the Shite of the Rambam is near Hazoko. I mean, in Persian Mishneh is not so poshut. So, but near Hazoko is that Kuli Shov is only possible in the Rabban. Kuli Shov is only possible in the Rabban. And then there is, so as we have Rabban Tam, and Rashbom Rashi, two Shite, and then the Rin, the Rambam, the third Shite. And then we have the Shite of the Raivet, not the Raivet in the Asogis, but the Shite of the Raivet in Balanefesh. The Shite of the Raivet in Balanefesh is that it all depends. There are two kinds of shuvim. There is one shuvim where it's al dimais odo. Let's say mile bikatve. He with his hands, he fills up water, and pours it into the mikveh. That's possible with the rice, al dimais odo. But suppose he left kankanim, you know. He left kankanim. Beresha Gag or on the Kani, and then he was Nichale and he wanted it, so then it's also possible. But that psul where there was no Maisi Odom, that is only possible with Rabbon. So that's the Raivichit. Now, how about the Rashite? It's Rashite, so then there is a Stire between the Rashbo, the tasteless, Chizves mentions in the name of the Rashba, and that Rashba is the Rash. It's not Rabbi Shlomo ben Aderetz, it's Rabbi Shimshon. So that's the Rash. So the way Chizves mentions the Rash, his shita is that Rubi Shov or Kuli Shov is possibly the Raisi. However, the Rash Adashiti is, the Rash Adashiti is that it's not possible with the Raisi. Only if it is Milei Bichli Amikabu Tume, Bichli Matres, so then it's possible with the Raisi because of another Zerzakosuf, Haviyosi Alditare. So it really has nothing to do with the Psul of Shove as such. But Milei Bichli Gloli, when it's aviyosi al ditare, then it's kosher mederais. So how many shittis are there altogether? Five shittis altogether. All right. Anyway, but there is a machlekes rishenim whether kuli shov or rubi shov is kosher mederais and only possible the rabbanon, or it's possible mederais. Now, if we say that the reason as to why mayim bikarke is the ravitzes is not mikabutume because it has a halisha mikveh, because of it has a kosuf mayonu beya mikveh mayim yetoyer. So then, and if we say when some mele, and if it has a bris mayim, so it has a halisha mikveh. So the Ravitz says beferash. So that's the reason as to why it's not mikabutume. So then we can understand the shittis of Rishenim, that the Mishneh of Megade, which says that when the tipes mayim falls back into the pool, so it doesn't contaminate the other water in the pool, why not? So according to the Raiva, it's not because Mechubah cannot be Mikavotume, because Mikve cannot be Mikavotume. But, and the Raiva says if it's less than a revis, it can be contaminated. But if it has a revi, so it has a halisha mikveh. And if we say that mayim shuvim midereise is possible, so it doesn't have a halisha mikveh midereise, so mele it cannot be mikabotume. So then it can be mikabotume. However, if we say the Rambam yedachazoka, the Rambam shitin yedachazoka is definitely that even kuli shov is kosher midereise, so mele has no reason as to why he should say that the din of the Mishnah of Megabo is limited to a Gabo that is any shov, because it doesn't make any difference. Because shov or not shov on a deraisa level, even if it is shov, it has a halisha mikveh. And if there is a aloche of mayon ubeya mikveh mayim yetoya, that mikveh is mufkaf kabbalah stumeh, so mele it cannot be mikabotum.
So Bronson.
What is that?
Bronson point of Rama.
There's something else. I don't want to discuss that now because I'll complicate everything. I don't want to discuss that. Bronson. All right, now.
We said earlier that if we say earlier we said the sword of Bronson, at least in the Rash and the Rive, it was that it's still considered part of the.
That's right.
Now we're using the same sword, the same still considered part of a mikvah. But if I take it out, shalai baratzen, because death and
that's okay, right.
So it's mikvah.
It's may mikvah.
But if I take it out, baratzen,
it doesn't have halishim mikvah, the 100 drops of water on the kikah, but it's may mikvah. And may mikvah are mufkav kabbalistum.
But if I take it out, baratzen, it becomes ois mikvah.
Ois may mikvah. It's something else altogether. All right, now. Now let's again the rat. Shosa tome ibn of kiker shall trumo imidiach tome ibn loidiach toya. The rat imidiach is a kiker tome ibn loitoya. Mitnishi migaboy malul ni kabutume achi islishu. Hilkachim loidiach toya. Vafil kshi bi a kiker luchshu maim sheboy li kabutume minatipe. Shenizbatla atipe be maim ateirim. אבל כשהדיח הוכשבו והוכשרו מים שביודוף לקבוטומה מן הטיפה ולנזבט לבן לעדרה וניתמיו ויתימו עסקי כענב. The other point that I would like to discuss now, Tam der Rishenim, Dreived, and Rash, and Rosh, and the Rav Matnor, it's mashma, that when the Tomei drinks, so then it's Nislash, and since it's in contact with the Tomei's mouth, so it becomes Tomei. Then when he spits it out into the pool again, so it becomes bottle. So what's the beetle? Beetle broth? I mean, that's refluke. Well, beetle. Beetle means beetle broth. Let's say there is beetle bishishim also because of tamgiki, all right. But the din is beetle broth because of beetle broth. And then when he's idiach, it's chizavinia. So the question is, chizavinia, it's a whole suge in prayers. I think that is the sugya of last Friday's Daf Hayemi. What is the day today is Daf Lamed Aleph. But that is the sugya of last Friday's Daf Hayemi. Last Friday's, last Thursday's, I don't know. I didn't make a question. It's done. So, there is a sugya in prayers as to whether by Beetle we say Chesav Niyah or we don't say Chesav Niyah. So the Gemara in Prayers of Chavbeis, Amud Aleph says, Omar Rabbi Yomi. No. Omar Ishlokish Mishum Rabbi Yudin Isi. Halitze Keach Tziyam Amoretz. And Amoretz is not in Zoya, in Tumi. So it is Tome. So now what's the Tziyah? So the Tziyah is a mixture of Tzir Mamesh and water. The Tzir Mamesh, that's the, from the dog, that's the fluid that is exuded from the fish. That's not Mekabel Tumi, it's not one of the Zayin Mashi. But the water is Mekabel Tumi. So, he halikeach Tzir Mamoretz, so he doesn't know what is more, what is Rov, whether the Rov consists of the tzir itself, or the rov consists of the water. So here's an eight mashiki. The tzir itself is not mikabel tumi altogether. The water is mikabel tumi, but water has a solution. You just bring it in contact with mikveh, so it becomes toya for ashok. So this is what he has to do. If he bought tzir from the Amoretz, masiki mimayim bitoya mimonefshach, imayim rubeninu, ki imayim rubeninu, so mimele, it's all mayim, and so it is mikabutome. Is kidin dovet la'ashok et harale, vi rube tzir ninu, so then there is no problem altogether. We don't need ashok. Es tzir loy barkabole tumi, mayike mishmanach miute di maye, Sahana botla birubi. Omer abirmiye lo yishonu el litbilen pite. Avol, if he wants to use the tzir to betevel his pats. So then, and he made a shoke somimonef shachistoya. Because if the water is the major, the component, in that so-called tzir, so then Hashoke was eret, and if the tzir is the major component, so then it didn't need Hashoke, but it didn't do any harm, I mean the Hashoke. But Avoli, they all suppose he wants to cook, boil the tzir in water, to boil it, so then motzo minis mine vineya, so the mute water in the tzir that originally lost its identity because of the role of the tzir is revived, and he joins the other water that he pours into the pot, and then together the two waters together will be more than the tzir. So in other words, we say chizavniya. And the Rambam passes like that. Pirk is einlich aus dem Sochen Aloch Hei. Halikeach zier maam horetz, masiki bi maim vitoya. Shimoyo reiva zier maim aria maim mitaren bi mikve. Vimoyo, במדבר ממורם ליבו בן פס, אבל די רומוצו מינס מיני בנייה. זה לא רם פס. But גמור את זה הול, there is a whole סוגיה, it's not such a level portion. רם בן פס לראה. יוסף רב דימה ביקום עלו שמייצה מלאביה וחיתומו שבוט לו חוזרו בנייה. It's a whole discussion. So it's difficult to say that this din in the Mishnah has to be a little bit cooler, should be tolu in the house. In the Shaila, whether we say Chizav Nia or we don't say Chizav Nia, so how does the Raivet say that it's Chizav Nia? If it's Idiach, so then it's Chizav Nia. But that should be told in that Machlekes. It's not Mashm. All right, we pass like that. But the Mishnah has to be a little bit cooler. I think that the beetle that Rishayim speak, the Raivet, when the Tipe, the original Tipe, with that became Tomei in the mouth of the Tomei, when it is spread out again into the pool, so it becomes bottle, is not the beetle of one of the beetle of. So there is a Rashi in Gittin. Rashi says there is no beetle b'mchuba. There is no such thing as beetle b'mchuba. Nun dalet am mit beis the 15th line Rashi from the top, the 15th line. Hareze lo yilakit. The whole zman she bim kemo before he detaches it. As long as it's mechuber, the gezim, I mean, so, ki mechuber shive ve lo yibatle. So mechuber is lo yibatle. So there is, even though this has reference to mechuber of plants, and this is mechuber of mine, but all right, some mele, what is that? Why not?
Before the Shiva's Marich, and how it's not the same. If this has Shirashim and this is just there,
it's not the, it's not the same. Ligavi the din of course, Tume. Because when the Torah says that Zroim, there is a passage in the Torah, in Shmini, that Zroim cannot be Mikabu Tume. So it's not the same. There it emphasizes the Torah mentions Zroim. What's the Roshna Posik? One second. Here that the posik even after it is nislash, even after, one second. Yeah, but that's the Gemara, that's the. That's the Safor. V'chit lamtches. V'chiyipeil minivlosom al kol zera zirua asher yizorei atoyehu. So that means even after it was nitlash, because it was not huchsha b'mayim. V'chiyuta mayim al zera v'nofal minivlosom olof tomei ulochem. So Rashi says, and that's the Safor, and it's the Gemara, I think, Psochem. V'chiyutan mayim al zera li'achash nislash. Shim teima yeish hechsha b'mchuber ein l'cho zera shalo yichsha. So, in other words, so it's exerus hakosuf. that Zroim, before the Anislash, are Mufkaf close to me. So there we require the Mechuber of Zroim. But that doesn't has nothing to do with the Chibur of Kabbalah Stume, because here in Kabbalah Stume, it's an Inyan of Choshuv. It's not an Inyan of Zroim. Ligavei Kabbalah Stume, it's not an Inyan of Choshuv. Mechuber is Mufkaf Kabbalah Stume. What does Mechuber mean? Mechuber. In Kol HaTirei call him Mechuber. So let's see Ligavei Shabbos. What does Mechuber mean? Mechuber means Mechuber Likark. But Mayim has it's a different kind of Mechuber. But here Rashi emphasizes Harizel Yilakei Dechol Zman Shibim Kemo Ki Mechuber Hashive Veloi Batla. It's a Dolo Choshev. Mechuber is Choshev. Hashive. So mainly it doesn't make any difference what kind of chibur it is. Whether it is the chibur of Zroim, mechubar lekarke, that is rooted in the karke, or it's mechubar lekarke because it is in karke.
You don't put a whole bunch of chicken to the ground. Stop
trading. Please, chickens, that's not their natural habitat to be placed in karke. They can be in a cage and they can be in a house, they can be everywhere. But mine, that's the natural place of mine. That's how the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world.
What
is that?
So it's the word Dabar Choshev Lebot, not so much Chibur. Chibur makes it Choshev, like we find mine.
That's right!
So Dabar Choshev.
It's Dabar Choshev, but I don't want to emphasize the general thing of Dabar Choshev, because there is other Dabar Choshev, Dabar Choshev, Minyan, you know, Balachayim, Chshivev Lebatle, but that the Vachoshuv, according to most Rishenim, is only Midrabonon, Midrais, it is Batul. I think this Choshuv is more than the Vachoshuv of the of Dovashuv Minyan, you know, or Balachayim. This is this Karke, Mechuber, Mechuber Likarke, not after Mechuber Likarke in the sense of roots. Ligabi Tume, there Mechuber means in the sense of roots, it's rooted in the Karke. But here Mechuber Likarke means that it's part and parcel of the natural karke. Water, you know, the karke are bosh and mine. That's the they are it, that's how the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world. A chick, you can put diamonds also on karke. So but water, that's the natural component of karke. So that's called Mechuber Likarke. Alright. Now, so the general dim beetle is not shayach here. But here, there's another dim beetle. What does beetle mean? Beetle means it loses its identity. Beetle berov. Whether it's lablach, yavish, biyavish, so it loses its identity. The iser is nefach leheta. It loses its identity. So, if one can, something can lose its identity by virtue of the fact that it's bitul berov, it's outnumbered, and so memele it loses its identity. But that kind of bitul doesn't apply to mechuber lekarke, not mechuber lekarke of zroi, and not mechuber lekarke of mayim shebekarke. There is no bit because of chshivas. So, but there is another din of bitul. It was because you see a tipas mayim when a tipas mayim. After all, the mayim shebekarka consists of drops, and I mean every drop consists maybe of hundreds of thousands of molecules too. So, in other words, Mayim Shebekarka does not have any existence as a drop of water. It is only its whole identity consists of being part and parcel of the mass of water. Say, I mean, in the Yam, the Atlantic, so every drop has its own identity. There is no such thing as a drop of water. As long as it is Bikarke, it is part and parcel of the mass of water. It doesn't have any identity of its own. So Mimele, when he drinks from the pool, and the drops of water from the pool are brought into his mouth, then they have their own identity. But when he spits them out again, so then they don't have their identity. It's not Bitubirov. It's not Bitubirov of Kolaterikulu. Because it becomes part and parcel of the mess of water. The Mayim Shebekarak. It doesn't have its existence as a drop of water. You can say, every drop in a river, in a pool, in the yam, so has its own existence. It's not a question, because we don't know, there are no earmarks, there is no label attached to it. It has no existence as a drop. According to science, of course, so not only every drop has its own identity. In the drop you have thousands and thousands of molecules. So, it's a molecule, but Alpidin, there is no such thing as a drop of water in Manjibikaraka. It's one mass of water. One mass, one unitary substance of water. It's one chena. Some melee, it loses its identity, it becomes bottle. Some melee, but the moment he's madiach, so then we certainly say chesavinia. And it's not totally in the sugi in Pcheres whether we say chesavinia or we don't say chesavinia. The sugi in Pcheres discusses a beetle that is a beetle berov. So then, the machlekes. Maybe we say chesavinia, maybe we don't say chesavinia. If the Rambam paskens, we do say chesavinia. But here it's not a beetle of rov. Mayim Shebikarki does not have existence in each deep. It's one mass of water. It's like a water without individual molecules. Alpidin, it's one mass of water. So a melee, when it falls, it becomes incorporated into the mass of water of the Mayim Shebikarki of the Gabo. It loses its identity. It's not a bit of rov. Some mele, but when he's madiach, so then it regains its identity. That's why we say chesavinia. Now the second mission, mile bichlitome vishosatoye atome, mile bichlitome umile bichlitoye atome, mile bichlitome vinafutika shel trumo imidiach tome vnidiach tome. It's the same thing. The Rav. Mille bichli tome lashmi gishatume boil the mai machmas on tome. Vachashmi gishatume boil machmas kele. Now Mishne Gimel. Noflu mein tmeim. Vishosa toye eris tome. Noflu mein tmeim. Mille bichli toye a tome. Noflu mein tmeim. Noflu kikar shal tromo. Imi diach tome. Vim li diach toye. Rab Shimon Eimer ben shidia ben shalo yidiach tome. Now here there is a Rambam Nore. That Rabbi Geveger, and this is Rabbi Geveger, that's the cash. Alright, but no flu, mein tmeim, hochash minon, shemei agaboyim alolu, mikavnim tume al dimashkim tmeim. So, all of a sudden, so he says to himself, that is, you see, the Rambam, is lishitose. So he explains the shosot tomei also on the basis that maim shebikarka, if it's coupled with achsheve, with rotzen, so then it's mikabotum. So mele. But the question is, here it's noflut mine, that's meilov. So the Rambam says berotzen. Okay. But the Rambam Vatinore explains Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis like the Rash and the Rosh, not on the basis of the Rambam Shite, that mine bikarke can be mikabotume when it's coupled with machsheve. So how is it that he explains Mishneh Gimel like the Rambam? That's Rabbi Geveger's kasha. Noflu mein tmeim hochash minon shemei gaboyim halolu mikablim tumeh al dimashkim tmeim. Al dimashkim tmeim shenoflu mein. All right, so that's Rabbi Geveger's kasha. Now let's see the loshon of Rabbi Geveger. Kach loshon mikablim tumeh al dimashkim tmeim, kach loshon aram feruchei, vizeo lishitosei, Dishosotum Tommy Bihui Tommy, Nachshash Mishamatipe, Elod Migabe Atsum, Kabin Tumel Rossum, Mishamoha Isit Kanlash, Minun Kabin Tumel Atum, Mashkin Pain. Oh, Elod Mikomakim Tamuado Binofla Habashaloyos Norai, Velamistabim Kunoflis Echames, Vitorium, but the Rambam emphasizes, Berotzen Sode. We could say the same thing in Rabban Bet Noah too, but the problem is the Rabban Bet Noah doesn't emphasize Berotzen, but we could say that. He said, Avol Arab, this really bemes the Migabo Amy come to me. Vioche bemes Gamkinachas Factor Shesha Toya. Dil mesheh sei sont mein um mit tamina maske she mi fi vi ze kvar ashmin um reiche do reiche da tam de typische piatome khize vi nofer mi gabe bei einem mamesh maskim tmeim she nofer vi dune di masnisen zun ye khob din masnisen leo vi tsog ling got right now ke pshimen ei me bein shi diach bein shlo idiach akule koi rapshimen בין התומה שבו מחמס אודום, בין מחמס כלי, בין מחמס משקה, ביקולה ספירלי, בין שידיח, בין שלידיח, תימי עקיקה. ותאימי דרב שימן שאני אמר שצווייז רב שימן מתאמי איבן לא ידיח. So the question is, if לא ידיח, so ממילא, the tipe in the mouth became tummy, then became body. And then, how can the tumme be revived without achshave? So why does Rav Shimon say even lo yidiach is also tumme? The time that Rav Shimon shaneim shetipas hamayim tmeim shenoflam na tumme oy min hakelim oy min hamashkim tmeim mipseif ki shenoflu kol hamayim nishtayro atipo ayi ala kikya vitimosei vein alochek Rav Shimon. In other words, that Rav Shimon is chayshish, that may be, in other words, if it is idiach, so then it's achsheve, so then the tipe becomes, the original tipe tmeya becomes tolush, mimele it's mitame, all the water that are together with that tipe. But if it's lo yachshive, so then the original tipe, when he picks up the kikya, and it's a small gap, so then it's very likely that in together with the 500 or 1,000 other tipes of water on the surface of the kikya, there is the original tipe also, let's call it tipe X. The original tipe. But, you know, that's the derech. When you pick up a bread or any object from the pool, so then many drops of water immediately fall off and some drops of water remain. So, if it's achsheve, so then the original tipe that was together with 500 other tipes is mitamei the 500 other tipes. So even though the original tipe dropped into the gabe, but the other tipes are also tamei. But if it's loy achsheve, if it's loy diach, so mimele the other tipes cannot be mikabel tume from the original tipe because they are still considered maim mechaborim. But Rav Shimon is chayshish, maybe there'll be time when the kikya, all the tipes of water will drip off from the kikya, and the original tipe will remain on the kikya by itself. So then, its identity will be revived without action. That's what the time of Rav Shimon. Shaneim er shetipes hamayim tmeim shenofum piatipe piatomim pnakilim hashkit meim lipseif ki shenoflu kol hamayim. After, like this, he picks it up, so there are 1,000 tipes. But after a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, gradually, all the tipes fall off. But maybe there'll be a moment, so as long as tipe X is commingled with 500 other tipes, so then its identity is not revived. Its identity is not revived. But suppose all the 500 tipes fall off and just tipe X remains. that means so they don't have to fall off, they dry up, so it just is good. And the only tipe that is still moist and is visible as a tipe is the original tipe. So then its identity will be revived even without Achshav. Without Achshav, it will not be revived when it's commingled with 500 other tipes. But when when all the 500 other tipes fall off and this remains by itself, then without Achshav, so its identity will be revived. Some melee it will be mitame de kikah. So it's a tip. So we'll say chizavaniya even without Achshav. When do we have to resort to Achshav in order to say chizavaniya if the original tipe, the tipet meye, is commingled with 500 tipes? But after the 500 tipes fall off or dry up, it doesn't make any difference how, as long as they disappear. And the original tipe is the only one that remains on the surface of the kikah, then it's chizavaniya without us.
Why does it be the only one?
What is that?
Why does it be the only one? So then
it doesn't have any existence of its own if it's not the only one. You see that Rashi says, the Rav says, and the other Rishonim also, Lipsevki Shenoflu Kolamayim Nishtairo Atipa Ahiya Lakikya Vitimosim. So he says, Nishtairo Kishenoflu Kolamayim, all the drops fell off or dried up, it doesn't make any difference. And Nishtairo Atipa is the only one, you see, he's the only one. So then, Nishtairo Atipa Ahiya Lakikya Vitimosim. Vein Aloch et Rav Shimon. Now, the Rash, Megabim Loshim Kimeshe Gabi, Lachsif Maim Megabim, Rekotim Sheir Yomayim Shosotom Shosotom Tomei, Lipishenov Lo, Tipo Mipibli Seir Hagabo, Vishemo Shoso Atoir, Vinitma, she's a machine playing piece of Satomic, he's a very common Shabbos, Abish Minoso Dora Hagan to Vizbin, and Kitnam the Mille, Kalamash, Mistafin, Lifsiles Hagvio, Bervis, Kishabo Atipot Mayo Pip, Timo Kalmash Pip, Vase Tipo is Alko, Ashoki Bigabo, the Mayor Bishain Babo, him so, Kidikton and Safe, Valigia Satome, Miagabo Mitam, Machi Isli, Shigiton Visefte, Milibu Litoya, Tomim, Shahashin Lisi Tipo, Kiparishes, Vinitma Kalamash, Bakhlibat, the Atsinitmos, as El Mishmino also. Hoyichlim Bakelim Shinit Nuli Mashkim, Vimidi Achtoyabi Sefton, first time Rapshim Poly, be safe at Minidia Midi Achtome, Vakule Koivanatlad, Bobbe Hatim Likule, Time with the Sefton of Nehemi Hima Omro, in Lidi Achtoyam Nisha Maim Shabigaba Alun Kabutumashi Isisha, Ashi Isishu, Higbion Roba Tail at Main, Utma Omro in Midi Achtome, Yoksha Maim Shabyodnit, move Tim with Akika, Rapshimim Vishidia Mishlidi Achtome Shanim Stips Amaim Name, Nigal Bikika. Gabo Shenoflo, that's the Tisefte. Gabo Shenoflo, Sechayin, Dvash, Vicholov. That these things are of the Shiva Mashkin, so they are Mekabutume. And Gabo Shenoflo, Sechayin, Dvash, Vicholov, Hilchinacharov, Nofal is Sechay, so if the Rov is Yain, Dvash, Vicholov, so everything is considered as Yain, Dvash, Vicholov. If the Rov is Maim, so everything is considered as Maim. Nofal is a shaman, Afal Pishi Kifo Arizitome, Lefishi Efshalotis Alditir Suche Shemen, so it's still Nika. Yain shall Trumoshinofal Gabi Peris Yadichem the Mutorim, Hinshem shall Trumoshinofal Gabi Peris Yadichem the Mutorim, Nofal Gabi Yain, the Kifo is Yain Mutter, Nofal Gabi Tiri Kifenovish Battle Tam Shemen Shabay. Shaman Shabay, Tam Shaman Shabay. Peroshik Beast now is Niforish. Peo should be a kikya kalima, ki should be a nama kikya luhukshum maimshbein. We could say, the moment he picks it up, it's already Achshav. No, when he picks it up, it's not Achshav, because he is not interested in picking up drops of water together with the kikya. He is interested only in picking up the loaf of bread. And if he could pick up the loaf of bread without any waters attaching to it, he would do it. but he can do it. It's a psikreishe. Some mail is not achshve. Kishig bin am atikel shemaim shebei shemaim shebei. What is it, Aleph? What?
The kabel, yeah,
the kabel, tume. Natif em nisbatla atip operivatirim, aval kishidia chuchshevuch shomayim shbiyode, the kabel, tume natif em nisbatla ben, ladar ab nitmi ulitimo esakikea, the repshimen soba, dafeloi diachtome, mishim semo lipseif shinofuklamayim, nishtaira tipo al gabakika vitimose, gabo loshloch, gabim loshrabim, heilchin, acharov, דמרי מים תרס מגב עליהם ורמשקים פניהם אף על פי שיגפור שכיפה השמן השמן והשמן והסירי מעל גב המים ידיך מהפריז ומתורם לזורם נוף על גב יין או איזה שמן של תרומה וכבע שמן מעולוב או איזה יין מוטל לזורם וחשים לצוחסי שמן רפשים מן נעקולה כל יביטה מידה נפטרי בו וכיתה מידה כמה יש לפריש אסנאו לציד הראש שיש מיילו יש לו מהמזו שכלך עשי יש לו מיילו In other words, six levels, but the first one is the lowest level. גיבן שאין ביגומו ממסו וגם לא ניתנו מהגבו כל זמן שהם מחוברם בקרקע אלא חשינון שמו איזה טיפו שחוזו מפי אטומי ושיח הגבו נזדמנו לפיו של תויר וישוסו ואשי סמש כתמי עם פסל עשה תרומו כי איזה פרקם מדישאבס גם תחזדובו ואף על גב דרוויז בינון כתתם ממילה כל המשקים הסטפן לפסל סמשקים בוויז כי שבוסו איזה טיפו לסיח פיו Timo kolamashkin shebipiv. Vinim tzusol de reshenim, except for the Rambam. They explain it the same way. That everything is based upon the original tipot meo, not the all the water in the gabo. Shepos is a tipot is a pif, timo kolamashkin shebipiv. Vinim tzusol de reshenim, sluk maim tmeim. Vechen shemile vichli toyach hashinu is a tipot shechozro. Vim lidiach toyach haim visef tomer mechem ye. Vima omroim lidiach toyach. נפנישין המים שבגבו עלו נקבותו מה שישו אישו הגביון רוב עתירים לתמאים ומדימים מדיח תומי so what it means רוב עתירים לתמאים and as the Rive says it's still considered מים מחבורם even though במציאס it was taken out from the gabo from the pool ומדיח תומי הוכשר המים שביודי וניתנו וביטימו עקיק הפירוש אפילו כשהגביין לא נחשב המים לקבל תומי מן הטיפו אלא נזבט לו ברי ותרים because if they are still considered מים מחבורים וחיים מחבורים so ממילא they cannot be מקבל תומי and on the contrary they lose their identity so אלא נזבט לו ברי ותרים אבל כשהדיח הוכשב ובוכשר המים שיודי לקבל תומי מן הטיפו וניתנו ותימה עקיקר אוי תאים וספר פשמיני מהבין ידיע בין לידיע תומי שעניים אשר טיפס מים תמיים ניגז בקיקר פירש טיפו you see he also emphasized the same thing רמת נורי טיפו התמיו נשארס באחרינו after all the 500,000 drops dripped off or dried up doesn't make any difference so the original טיפו then with the Rashi and the Rambam. Sheish Mailez min Mikvois. Zule Mailo Mizu. Bizule Mailo Mizu. So now there is six levels in Hilchas Mikvois. So the first, the lowest level, Mega Boy. So Rashi's the Rav says, Mega boim, mikame shokinus maim, yeish bem sheish mailis kolachas mem delo mechavat. Mega boim, chvirish bikar kam chunosim bo maim sheinem shuvim, veim poches ma boim so sheushio mikve. So the Rambam Nore emphasizes that mega boim has reference to maim sheinem shuvim. ואם פוחס מהבוים סו שהוא שיעו מקווה. Now, the Rambam, in the Pirush HaMishneh, says the same thing. Oma kibbutz hameimeis im sheish madrigis. Kol kibbutz mehem yesh li madriga min atar. ויחס יישג די לו מן השניר אשר למטו ממנו וישחיל בזיכורן הקופס מדרגו בו שיהי המים מקבוצים נוחים שייקטים that means בשברן לא שיהיו שובים שובים not שובים so he says like the Rabbi but in order in other words that make a boy as reference to מים שאינם שובים and what would be if the mayim are shuvim, so that din doesn't apply. However, the Rambam in Chesum HaSochlim mentioned, says just the reverse. Perich Tesvob, Mil Chesum HaSochlim, Aloch HaAlef, mayim shebikelim mistamim bein lorotzim bein shalei lorotzim, umitamim eichlim vikelim bein shenofo aleim berotzeim, בין שלוי נופל עליהם ברוצי אבל מים שבקרקויס כן בייס בירי כמי בייריס שיחן ומייריס ומיג הבויים so שאין בין הבויים so אם מסתמן אלו רוצי ואם מתאמין אלו בירוס או עד אז דרם במשיטה דתיב מים במחובר is also מקבל תומה as long as it is coupled with rots, no, there's something else. You're not discussing that now. Then the Rambam says, "Case of ma'im shebikarka, she'im be'em abuim so bein sho yoshuvim, bein she'inom shuvim." So the Rambam was chayzer. In Pirush HaMishneh he says that this halach of megabuim has reference if. To the case of mayim that is einam shuvim, but if it is shuvim, then this halacha doesn't apply. And in Yod Chazok or Yivas Chayzer, most rishenim, the Rash, the Rosh, I mean most rishenim say that it is reference to shuvim and einam shuvim. But the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh, he says that it is reference to mayim she'einom shuvim. And what would it be if it shuvim? Now what's the aloha? What's the aloha by Megabor? Now let's see. Sheish ma'ilis mikvoi izuli ma'ilam izuli izuli ma'ilam izuli. Megaboy. Shoso tome. First, a tome drank from the pool water. Let's call, Megaboy is pool water. A small pool. So, he drank, the tome he drank. How did he drink? Can be in two ways. Either he crusted himself on the ground and he drank with his mouth, or he picked up water and he drank it. But let's say, he crusted himself on the ground and he drank. Shosatomi. And then Itoya came and drank from the